Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bunnage, wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah. Today is Thursday. It's the 20th day of January 20th in the year of our Lord, 2022. And this is our hour of prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. We worship you, O my Apokodanakariasia. Mighty God, we both shout out our kaya. We both see to no call, yes, yeah, hallelujah. He God, none of kaya, see ya, yes, God. There is none like you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. We both shout out, yes, Lord. Therefore, yes, see to no call, ya. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Thank you, Jesus. A little song that came to mind this morning. Haven't really sung it in years. Was one I think we learned when we was in Sunday school. A little song I think was "Little David, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your heart, hallelujah." Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed good life and he jumped for joy. Little David, play on your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was, the other one was, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. little ones, and to him we belong. We are weak, but God is strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. For the Bible tells me so. Welcome to the Prayer for Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle friend, and this is our hour of power of prayer. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord, we move, we breathe, we have our being, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you for everyone that is here, Lord God, under the sound of the voice, those that will come to your archive later, Lord God, and to everyone that's been here down through the years, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come to thank you. We come to praise you this morning, O Lord God, because you are faithful, O Lord God. Lord God, it's morning by morning, new mercy we see, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would touch, O Lord God, Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, who stands at the helm, O Lord God. I know she put a lot of work into her new home, O Lord God, and she's still yet here, is still yet here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Look and waiting, Lord God, with bated breath, O Lord God, to hear a word from you, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, it's just something after all these years, O Lord God, that we see, O Lord, that we would call a number of years, O Lord God. You're faithful and true, O Lord God. Lord God, even when we get ready to go to the broadcast, O Lord God, the music, the timing, O Lord God, the atmosphere of your presence, O Lord God, just begin to fill up the atmosphere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, somebody might have woke up this morning, O Lord God, and wasn't able to get up, O Lord God, and dance like they want to dance, O Lord God. Some are laying there, Lord God, and just hit the snooze button, O Lord God, and said it's time for the circle of friends, O Lord God, because you're doing so much in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. So, God, we come to thank you this morning, and thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Through in the midst of the trials, O Lord God, and the tribulation, O Lord God, and the hard things, O Lord God, and the hustle and bustle every day, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning in our right mind, and you have started us on our way, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that has transpired this week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving forward, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. We praise you, O Lord God. Lord God, if there's any sick that are here, Lord God, those who are not feeling well, O Lord God, Lord God, we pray for them, O Lord God, those that are bereaved, O Lord God, those that are going through a time, O Lord God, those who have loved ones in the nursing home, O Lord God, and those that have transitioned out of this life, O Lord God, into eternal life, O Lord God, just because it was time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come this morning, God, we thank you, we praise you, O Lord God. We lift up holy hands unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Realize, O Lord God, that there's just none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, Lord God. So we give that name, the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God. Lord God, there are those, O Lord God, that are in inclement weather, Lord God. We see rain and snow, Lord God, and sub-zero weather in some places, O Lord God, Lord God. But we thank you, O Lord God, because you are the God that is in control, O Lord God. God, thank you for the wife, O Lord God. It's about almost 39 years, O Lord God. We ask that you bless and strengthen our body today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Didn't realize, O Lord God, it's a full-time job, O Lord God. Just going on out, O Lord God. Lord God, meet the needs of your people, O Lord God. Met a man on last night, O Lord God. Going through, O Lord God, we pray that you bless him, O Lord God, and that you keep him, O Lord God, and that you truly turn his life around, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, while we're here, Lord God, we go through so many things, so many changes, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen again. Well, welcome, everyone, to the broadcast on this Thursday morning, the 20th day of January. This month is moving quickly, hallelujah to God. And it's moving rapidly, if I must say so myself. We thank you. We're glad to be here on the broadcast today. Hallelujah. We just thank God in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. I believe it was a train up a child in the way that it should go. Hallelujah to God. And with that, once you joined us on the broadcast, I'm currently down here in Sarasota, not Sarasota, Fort Myers, Florida. Hallelujah to God. It was a trying day on yesterday. Very trying day. It started out, got home the day before, and got home, was tired. I plugged up the telephone into the wall, and I didn't plug the phone before the other end into the telephone. And that's what started. I got to work, and they gave me an older truck, and it didn't have no cigarette lighter there. Couldn't charge up the telephone. Had to stop along the way, and it was very trying from one end of the day to the other end of the day. So much so that the people called me up and asked me what happened. I said, well, this was a trying day today. They said, well, we'll talk to you when you get in tomorrow. This is the hotel. And the thing about it was that they got me the hotel. I would say they have truck parking. Yes, they have plenty of truck parking, you know. They're looking on the machine and they're taking people away for something. Well, they were talking about the 4x4, the pickup trucks and stuff. And besides pulling in the street, that was the wrong way. There was no truck parking here. Time's running out. And, you know, just to give you the guts to turn the corner to pass I-95, terrible wreck. Yeah. It took about an hour to turn that truck around. I had to back down the street, park the truck. And while I was there, they were detouring the traffic. Detouring the traffic, and I couldn't make the turn, and the truck got stuck in the ditch. I just knew that's what I needed. But God had a man come by, and he helped me on stick the truck. And it was dark on the street there. The police came by, or my police came by and looked at the situation. He left because both ends, the front of the truck was stuck in the back, was stuck in the back of the ditch. And the man came by, he pulled a pole back. And we stayed there working. He got a few pieces of wood, and then it was still wouldn't go. The thing was, he came by with a big square piece of concrete. I knew I couldn't lift it when I seen him coming with it. He didn't lift it up, but he was able to. And I was wondering how this man moving this big chunk of concrete. It's almost like the one that you see in the street, the sidewalk, when a big thing that you just don't lift stuff like that size. And he was tossed it. He put it under the wheel, and we kicked it and put it under there. And then we prayed. I said, Lord, we was there so long. I said, Lord, what we need is a push. And when we let up the landing gear stuff, as soon as the prayer ended, and we put the truck back in gear, it's like somebody pushed the truck. And we were struggling. We were struggling and shaking and everything. And when we prayed before them, I said, Lord, what sort of thing, you said, what sort of thing we desire when we pray? Believe that we receive it when we pray, and we shall have it. That was what's on my mind, Lord. We need a push. And when I put the truck in gear, it eased out so easy. It moved up and it eased out. I had to look at the ground. It wasn't like you got out of there. It was like God had just sent angels up, just pushed it right out of there. I'm so thankful to the man. Got a chance to pray for him, and he gave his testimony what he was going through. But I'm so glad today that we're able to pray, hallelujah to God. We thank God for this hour of power of prayer in the morning, hallelujah to God. It sets the scene for the day. It sets the position for the day that we will wake up and begin to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise for which he deserves in the name of Jesus. I thanked the man. I prayed him. I gave him the card for the business and everything, and he was telling me, well, I want to send you something there. He said he's invested in something when it comes through. He was well-to-do at one time, hallelujah to God. But we thank God that we were able to pray, give him a number, and we were on our way, hallelujah to God, and things got settled from there. The Bible said to train up a child in the way that it should go. Now, I remember that there that the mother started out when we were young and would send us there, and she made a group called the Royal Legionnaires, hallelujah to God. And we went to church, and I remember one of the hardest days was we were living in Brooklyn. I had to take the train all the way up to 125th Street. And she had fried up some chicken and put it inside the roaster, you know, the bowl, the black and the spotted dot roasting pan to cook the turkey in. And I was smelling that chicken. I was thinking how parents then they would just tell you, you better not open up that. They wanted a piece of that chicken. They got all the way to the church, you know. And they opened up that chicken and they distributed it all out. And I took the roaster back home. I said, they didn't give me not one crumb. Hallelujah to God in the name of Jesus. But that was the way that we were trained that way. Hallelujah to God. Then the mother would begin to read the Bible. Hallelujah to God. And didn't quite make sense back then, but it makes sense now that God was training you up because this is a fast battle that we're going through. Hallelujah to God. People dying all over the place. Hallelujah to God. And the culprit is there, and they making sure that they're doing all they can do to alleviate the situation. But I thank God that we know Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I thank God that we're able to worship and praise him, and we're able to come to this hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God, and begin to talk to the Lord, hallelujah to God, and begin to thank him for the day that has gone by, oh Lord God, and the hope for today and tomorrow that we trust in him and we trust in his holy word, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for that and didn't realize that, you know, that when you're saved, hallelujah to God, it's just really no time of hallelujah to God, because people come, hallelujah to God, and God be checking you out, hallelujah to God. He have someone waiting, as he did last night, someone in a place you don't even see them there, hallelujah to God, but God uses you, hallelujah to God, to give that person a word in season, hallelujah to God. Even as you're going through a fast, hallelujah to God, and it's an extended time that you decided to sacrifice and to lay before the Lord some prospect, some know what kind of fast that you could work, and the fast is going on and it's going on, hallelujah to God. It's nearing into the end, but we thank God for the time of fast and the time to reflect on the things, a chance to talk to the Lord, a time for the Lord to talk back to you, hallelujah to God. And every day was full of excitement, hallelujah to God. Someone needing a word from the Lord, hallelujah to God. I had a friend, and we went to see him, hallelujah to God. He had cataracts, hallelujah to God, in the both eyes. I think that's what you call it. I keep thinking of cataracts, but the cataracts that block the vision, hallelujah to God. And he was telling me about the operation, hallelujah to God. And I told him, God healed. I saw where God healed. I was up there, and God healed cataracts right in the church. The lady came in. She's a member of the church. She came in, and the eyes were great. You could see the cataract looked like whatever the mouth in the eye. And the pastor prayed. I'm standing right there. When he finished praying, the cataract had cleared up. He said, God's word is medicine and never fail. And she became seated, and I talked to him about that, how sometimes God is ready to heal you. Not ready. God can heal you. Hallelujah to God. And the minute that I mentioned it, I seen where his faith had turned. And he started talking about, well, God have other methods. I said, yeah, well, God do have two. But you have them in both eyes. I'm talking about the miracle working power of the Almighty God in whom we serve. Hallelujah to God. And it's amazing how quick our faith turns, how quick we begin to doubt, and we look for other reasons. And then it came to mind, if God take the cataract out supernaturally by his power, we'll praise God. If he doesn't do it, I have nothing to do with it. If he sends you to the doctor, that's healing also. But what I was saying was that when you were trained up from your youth, hallelujah to God, I heard Pastor Dolly say that they had a Monday off or something when they were going to church. We used to go to church, like every time you look, it was church, 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 and then YPWW. But these things, they make you strong. So in times like this, hallelujah to God, when you're fasting and when you're praying and when the adversary is pressing you on every side, hallelujah to God. And every time you look, a loved one has slipped into eternity and another situation come up and it's attacking the children, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And we're praying and we're standing, hallelujah to God, with our feet sharply preparated with the gospel of peace, hallelujah to God, to give a word and see that God is yet moving. Had to call somebody just to know what to do. They at which, and they said, it doesn't seem like a prophet. I said, just give God the glory. Give God the honor, give God the praise. Sometimes we have to just reach back and begin to praise God for the things that he has done, hallelujah to God, for his greatness, his awesome power in the name of Jesus. How wonderful he is morning by morning, this new mercy we see, hallelujah to God. The situation that we went through 2 weeks ago, that situation is taken care of, hallelujah to God. The miracles that God works so great. I believe that one of the ministers here, hallelujah to God, they were looking for a job, and they were looking, and it looked like they wasn't going to get the job, hallelujah to God. They began to talk about how they needed the job, but after a while, hallelujah to God, God began to bless with the job. Doors are opening, you know, and there's the Fletcher family. They need a home, hallelujah to God. They want to sell the house that they're in, hallelujah to God. And we're praying about that things come back, because we are ministers. We are ambassadors of Christ, hallelujah to God. We're colonizing the earth, that thy kingdom come, that his will be done here on the earth, hallelujah to God. A lot of times we don't have the finances that we need, hallelujah to God. But when you're in Christ, hallelujah to God, when you realize that the kingdom of heaven is your home, hallelujah to God, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. When you begin to realize that God owns everything, he has everything, he can do exceedingly abundantly above all whatever you ask or think, hallelujah, because he is the almighty God. Everything, the air you breathe, the ground that you walk on, the bed that you lay on, hallelujah to God, the food that you eat, hallelujah to God. You were created in the image and the likeness. When it comes to your mind, you realize that he gave us dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish in the sea, hallelujah to God. He made this planet, the third planet, hallelujah to God. He gave on his children, and he made us in his likeness. He said, you have power here, hallelujah to God. Whatsoever you ask God for, I begin to start working on that. When I seen how we got that, how he blessed us to get that truck all stuck last night, it puts you in another faith level with God. Your faith increased, hallelujah to God. Without faith, it's impossible to believe God, according to the Hebrew writer, because God is, he that come to God must first believe, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I tell you, there's no secret what God can do, hallelujah to God. I talked to the man, I asked him, did you make that petition? It was a lot. And he said, I said, well, we pray that God begins to carry to with me to the hour of power of prayer in my mind. I said, we'll get to see them, because God works miracles so great, hallelujah to God. We have seen people at death door, hallelujah to God. We have seen people come back out of hospice and live a considerable amount of time, hallelujah to God. God is doing miracles so great. There's no one else like him. It's taken him a while. I'm believing him for my son, Roger, hallelujah to God, that this heart would change, hallelujah to God. Believing him for Pastor Darlene's brother, Roger, hallelujah to God, and whatever your child name is, that God is working. It's no time to get weary now, saints of God. There's no time to get weary. It's time for us to stand fast in the liberty in which Christ has set us free. Hallelujah to God. Because we serve an on-time God, and we serve an awesome God. I'm going to see if the wife had joined us this morning. If not, we'll continue on in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. She was tired. Hallelujah to God. Amen. We are gone, and we thank the Lord for what he's doing in the name of Jesus.
I'm trying to unmute her phone. She is here. Apostle, let me unmute her phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She has some. Okay. Hallelujah to God. We thank God, because hallelujah to God, I just feel the Lord moving. I believe that God, with the fasting and praying, he's taking us to another place in God. Hallelujah to God. Yeah, things are going to change. You see, they're going to change because it something has to change. I didn't want to get too excited. Something has to change because the adversary have our children and loved one mind locked up. Hallelujah to God. And they start to compare things, hallelujah to God. They have the internet working, hallelujah to God. And their mind is set that way. I was looking lately, I just began to notice how people begin to hold that telephone in their hand, and they do everything. They drop stuff. They just don't want to turn that phone loose, hallelujah to God. Okay, God. Okay. And,
oh, no, that's right. Okay. No, praise the Lord. Everything is good. No. It's all good. Go ahead. You can finish. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Amen. And that spirit has to be broken. That's what this fasting is about. That's what our power is about. Because something has to deliver them. Because it seems like we're not making much progress with them in this way here. Hallelujah to God. We just have to stay where we are. Don't be fooled by that you're not doing well, hallelujah to God, because you're doing well. Just stay right where you are. Hold fast. Change will come. Okay, so I know that you had the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I was enjoying what you were teaching there. Praise the Lord. It's all good. It's for the glory of God. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior this morning. We do give honor to our dear visionary, Pastor Darlene Bundage, and to all the clergy and all the saints of God in their respective places today. And truly, we have a beautiful verse, and you have already expounded on it. I'll just read it and give you a few nuggets here. It says, train up, Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Praise the Lord. It's so important. As was already stated, we got to train our children in the way they should go. There's so many children that are being raised by their phones, being raised by the TV, being raised by the internet. But how many of you know that it's better to be raised by the Word of God? And this is where we come in as the church, as godly mothers, godly parents, godly fathers, godly mothers, to train our young children, our grandchildren, on the way of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So God has given us that mandate, and that is to train our children. In other words, to teach our children, to discipline our children, and most of all, in training them in the way that they should go, we are meaning that we are training them in the godly way of life. And the best way to do it is, in essence, modeling godly behavior. And I believe Elder Horsley was touching on this in some degree. It's important that we, as saints of the Lord, model good behavior. We tell our children not to curse, but then we make slip-ups and say the wrong thing. But we have to learn to teach our children that, if grandma said something wrong, I know. One time I had the kids here with me, and one of the ones that's the most active one, and she was really giving me a hard time. And I'm telling you, saints of God, the wrong word slipped out of my mouth. I didn't mean to say it. But in essence, I sat the children down immediately. The Holy Spirit said, you sit these children down and repent, first of all, to me, which I did. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that word. Then the Lord said, when you gather your children and grandchildren, you let them know that grandma made a mistake. She didn't mean to say that word. But it just goes to show you, saints, that no matter how righteous we think we are, every now and then that old nature tries to pop up. But we have to learn to repent and to do the right thing, praise the Lord, to say the right thing. Modeling godly behavior before our children is so important. We cannot tell our children not to lie or not to cheat when we see ourselves doing these things, praise the Lord. We cannot be hypocrites before our children, our grands, or whoever. It's very important to understand that training comes through actually a way of living. Children see and they imitate what they see more than what we say. So we have to be careful when training children. It's important to tell them what's right, but even what's better than that would be to show them the right way. Show them how to help others when they're not feeling well. You know, that's one of the things that
did with our children as they were growing, is to let them know to help your sister. If your sister's not feeling well, see what you could do to help your sister feel better. Bring her a glass of water. Find out what she needs. It's important. It's also important to take our children out to places like soup kitchens. I know we did that several times, and we took them to the homeless shelter, and we showed them how to help in, you know, serving them food. We preach to the homeless. It's so important to teach our children or train them by doing. They see us doing the things that's righteous, then they will learn to do the things that are righteous. So training is very important, but we have to remember, we as grandmothers and mothers, grandfathers, 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 godly people, we need to be role models. We ought to be the examples that they see of what a family under God should be. It's so important, saints, that we do the right thing and we say the right thing. It's so important. We need to read the Bible with our grandchildren. I know there's something that me and my husband did while they were living with us a couple of years ago there. And they, you know, they enjoyed the Bible stories, and we had to make it clear to them when we were teaching them about the Noah story. I was letting them know the reason why God had to send the flood, because there was so much violence and wickedness in the land, and we had to let them know that God, you know, these things God hated. And we had to teach them the salvation story about how God loves us all and how God loves especially the children. Jesus said, come unto me. He said, bring the children. He said, don't prevent the children from coming unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. So it's very important that we instill the love of God in our children as we train them, as we read the word of God with them and focus on the lessons that's learned in these Bible stories, where they can develop you all great love for God, a great faith for the Lord. God bless you all, and I pray that there's something that we may have said to encourage you to keep on demonstrating the love of God, even with your adult children. Let them see how you're yet showing the love of God in your own personal life. They are watching us. They are listening. Hallelujah. And they are maturing in the things of God as we continue to be that light for our children and our grandchildren and the great grands. May God bless each and every one of you. And remember, it's what we do over what we say that really help in training our children to stay on that righteous path that's pleasing unto God, and that they would avoid. In verse 5, I just want to bring out in Proverbs 22:5, it says, thorns are and snares are in the way of the forward, but he that doth, that keepeth his soul, shall be far from him. And this is the reason why we must train. Verse 6 follows 5. In other words, if we want our children to avoid the snares, the pitfalls, the destruction of unrighteous living, then we need to train them, put them on the right path, which is the godly path, the holy path. God bless you all. Peace and blessings. Elder Horsley, are you there? Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Pastor Darling, would you like to say something? Would you like to add something? Praise the Lord.
I just want to thank you for sharing that aspect of this scripture, because we do need to be examples. I'm just sitting here thinking about what you're saying. And I thought about my daughter many years ago when she was growing up, and I was not living for Jesus Christ, and she was watching my life, and she was following my example. And mm-hmm. when I did return from a part of the body of Christ, and then I backslid, and when I was about to return, I thought about, there was this man, and I was in, I think it was Wisconsin or some state that I'm not, don't normally go to, and But this preacher was talking about how the chickens were out there by this fox's house. They had this pet fox. It was a little small fox when they first got it, and they just kept it around in this house on a chain. And the chickens were around there, and they were wondering, you know, the chickens playing around with the fox, and they didn't see the fox eating any of the chickens, but some of the chickens were being eaten. So when the fox got too big for the house, they dug up the house and found out that there were bones stuck inside the house, and he had been eating these chickens. And so what he was saying is that many times people are watching our lives. We may not get into a mess, but if they follow what we do, they may end up in a mess in their lives because they go down the same path down. So that just made and how I was not being a good example for her. So I thank you so much for sharing that this morning. It was just so wonderful listening to that and hearing what you were sharing today. So thank you so much, and I love you. I appreciate you.
Amen. We love you as well. To God be the glory.
Okay. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, since God is praying time in the sanctuary, hallelujah, and it's our power prayer, you want to get your name and who's all available to pray, hallelujah to God. We thank God in the name of Jesus for this morning, hallelujah to God. We thank God because he is a good God, hallelujah to God. He has been blessing and is blessing us right now in the name of Jesus. Thank God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. I'm going to, the lines open. We'll get your name and your prayer, and if you're able to pray this morning. If not, just listening, hallelujah to God. We're going on. We're still praying and believing God that Pastor Scholastica, I hope I said her name right, is still getting a car for her daughter. I called someone out that way, and I know that the daughter's waiting to get her car so she could be out with her friends and driving back and forth to school and everything, so keep that in the prayer also. The lines open, we get your name and your prayer request, and if you're able to pray, you have a testimony, we'll do that at this time. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm just thankful for the word that came this morning. It blessed my soul, and I just so grateful and just so thankful for just being here for life and health and strength. And I thank God my continual strength in the Lord. So. Prayer just for the family still, prayer for the president and all over this nation, you know, just life, I mean, just strengthen every intercessor, strengthen every boy, woman, girl, child, just strengthen, give us strength all over, and just pray my strength in the Lord, and I'll be listening this morning.
Good morning. This is Lois, and thank you for the word. And as I listened to the word, you know, it hit me because my child, you know, he was raised up in church, one of all of them, but this particular one, you know, he strayed away. He told lies. He was in school. He told lies, and after school, after he continued to do worldly things, but he knew the Lord, brought up in the church, and God's faith is the life. You know, he's a miracle for miracles because he should have been a vegetable. That's what the doctor said. But with prayer, it brought him through, and I was at the point when he was in the world. I'm like, I know that God didn't spare your life for this, you know, because God spared his life, but he continued to do things that wasn't pleased to God. But in God's hands, he brought him. He brought him in. And, you know, I stood up in church because he would teach Sunday school, and I had to tell them that he's a child. You know, although he was a young adult, he's a child. And, you know, I told them that I went out, I partied, I had a good time, but I'm not a bad person. I am, And I told him to let him alone. Let him do these things while he becomes a man. He will be able to put those childish things away because he got so many men now. They're trying to live the youth when they are old. And I praise God. I thank God that he brought it. And he told me that he was tired of running. You know, he had seen things God was showing him, but he was tired of running. He wouldn't give in. But when he did give in, he became too much God. And I feel like I'm saying this and true. He loved God and he loved his family. And if you train a child up, he was trained up. They will stray away, but they will come back. But and I thank God and I thank you all. And that word just hit me, so I just had to speak on it. And everybody have a blessed day, and I'm listening.
Amen. God bless you. Go ahead. Come on.
We would be getting on the road. We're not going very far, about an hour from the house. But pray that we have safe traveling grace there and back. And in the campground, you know, the weather don't get so bad, fall on us. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sheila. I like to say good morning. And it's like sometimes I get to hear the service and sometimes I don't. But I know y'all talk about children, and I'm just grateful we can't forget the children. You know, coming from New York, I was the one that I told the children every night, four nights a week, yelling out the window, school tomorrow. And those that didn't go in, I went down and I got them and took them to their mom, their dad, whoever their guardians was. And I just thank God for the children. I have so many stories about children. And being a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandma now, just grateful to know, you know, the presence of children is really a lot of gratitude in my life. And I just thank y'all once again for the service. I thank y'all for being here. I'm on a 545 prayer line, and I am committed. I participate with the reading. And I just thank God for who he is in each and every one of our lives. And I say kudos to the mothers and the fathers and those that didn't even have biological children. God bless you for being in your rightful place when it comes to a child. And I will be listening. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. We have another?
Yes. Good morning. This is our Sister Mary, and I so thank God for the word this morning, the message of the children, as we are, most of us are all mothers, so we always will have a child, and it's never too late, because they are still, even as grown adults, following our examples. And they wanted to know even the more now that they are adults. They saw us as we trained them up as a child, and we did our responsibilities and what we supposed to did, teaching them the word. And now they are yet still they're still children. They're not children. They are adults, but they're still watching. If they have living parents, watching what their parents are doing or have done, according to especially if they're living the word, walking in the word. I know, for example, with my girls, I've taught them and prayed over them, and they know to get up in the morning and pray over themselves. They know that I trust God with the anointing oil. And when they get a car, they run out of oil. They always come, "Mom, do you have your anointed oil? Do you have any oil? Or I just brought this new car. I need it prayed over. I need it anointed with the oil." So these are things that they remembered, or even in church, had one of my daughters to talk about. She remember me tithing. I mean, they were little girls sitting beside me. Now they're 40 and 44 years old. But life is not perfected for them. We wanted to see, but they do remember the things of God. And they do come back even saying things to God, like the oil or tithing or even going to church or trusting God. So they never get too old. We are forever teachers, and knowing that we are forever learners as well as being adults too. So I just really thank God for that word. Thank God for that message this morning. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for your testimony. It came to mind one from Pastor Darlene. She said she was in the pool one time, and Jamila, I guess she was young then, that she was in the pool, and she was on the big side. She said, and I guess when Jamila seen her, she just jumped on her mother, you know. And that reminded Jesus said, except as you become as this little child, that's what it's going to take for us to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah to God. I was thinking about my own daughter. I know the hour's gone away. She had a situation with a car. And then, like you said, they always come back, Daddy, my car that way. Oh, boy, that girl there said, Lord, 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 Lord. That girl had me praying while she's on the phone because she know everything. And she didn't get the car fixed. And I'm trying to tell her we're going to pray about it. And she's telling me that they don't treat her right because she's a female, this, that, the other, da, 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 da. And her brother won't help. I said, look, sir, we're going to pray that God will give you somebody, even though you're female and your brother's not there, that they would treat you fairly. Long story short is that she put out a lot of money, and the car didn't get fixed. The last mechanic, after we prayed, God started dealing with her, woke her up and told her, to look, you know, start searching things out. Mm-hmm. She searched things out. God led her to one person, to another person, which got her to the mechanic that had fixed her car. He had searched out, and the mechanic had talked to me, and I talked to the mechanic. I said, well, I'm glad that you found the problem, the situation. It's important to say to God how you talk to me. I had like a joy. Oh, man, I'm happy that you got this situation going. And that, you know, they found out that out of all the problems that this car was having, they got to the problem. When they got it fixed, this girl was full with joy. Before she got there, she started getting a little testy there, you know, and I had to tell her, look, you have to calm yourself down. You call me back. When you get yourself down, you call me back. You know, we're not going to have all this out of order and stuff that you think because you're having a problem. And God had blessed. Yeah, bless Sotel with the mechanic. When he fixed the car, he said, where's your father? I want to talk to your father. And they're going to call this morning. But the thing was that the car got fixed, and she was happy because she said, look at God, how he blessed the man that treated her so nice and did so much work in the car. It was that everything that she had prayed for, God had answered that prayer. Hallelujah to God. But I would say that when you confess Christ, you have to be careful of your demeanor, and how you talk to people, hallelujah, God, how you carry yourself. And the man, he fixed the car. She's happy, and she says, crank it up. She's just filled with joy because of the prayer. We thank everybody on the prayer line for that. We're nearing into the last quarter of the hour. And if there's another one, we will or not. We're going to put this in the hands of Pastor Darlene. I'm quite sure she'll want to say something more about the fasting, hallelujah to God, and do the prayer request to take us to the top of the hour because it's time for me to check out of here. But we want to worship and praise God in the name of Jesus. I just feel the spirit of the Lord and worship and praise and hallelujah to God. And when did Akayosia, Abel, Chandan Akayosia, someone called and said, sometimes you just have to go back and worship God and thank him for the things that he has done. Hallelujah to God, because your joy shall be full. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, peace, is joy in the Holy Ghost. So that's where we need to be. Hallelujah to God. Think of God and worship him and praise him for the kingdom and all he has given us to us. At this time, then Akayosia, I feel a praise. Come on, go put your Pastor Darlene, no more Shatana Kayosia. Hallelujah. To take us into the top of the Avenue, Bo Shatana Kayosia. Hey, glory! Hallelujah. Lord, I call you, see, God. Lord, I call you, see. Yes, okay, Pastor Bob. Lord, I call you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Go for it.
Yes, Lord, I call.
Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have a few minutes. We have these prayer requests. Does anybody else have a prayer request before we pray? Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, good morning. I have a prayer request. I'm still requesting prayer for my legs. I'm still having trouble with my legs.
All right, Sister Glenn. Legs?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Okay, I want to pray for my Uncle Marvin, pray for his healing. He's had some situations, several different kinds of cancer in his body. So we want to pray for his strength. And, so we had another request, praying for vehicle. Apostle Wesley wants us to pray for that. Sister Lois is traveling. Her and her family, I'm imagining family and friends are traveling, praying for their traveling mercies. And Sister Gladys' family, everybody else, let's pray together. We have a few minutes, so let's just pray for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll be near the end of the hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. We pray.
Thank you for being a prompt keeper, Lord. Lord, we ask right now, Lord, that you forgive us of all our sins. Thank you for our family. Lord, we lift up every one of these prayer requests. Thank you for the love and
we know,
oh God,
thank you
that you are here, Lord God. You right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Uncle Marvin.
Give us the wisdom to learn how to communicate them better in the name of
Jesus.
We need you right now, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, that your purpose will be done in their lives.
That we can come before the throne of grace and let our request be made known unto you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are our prayer. In the name of Jesus,
oh,
Lord
God,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, bring back, hallelujah, the back to
back
away from
the
cross, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring back
God in every area,
spoken of
your
heart,
meet every
money of Jesus, God. Thank you right now, God, for hallelujah, hallelujah, that we can find out the spirit of the boldness right now, God, and sickness and sickness in the name of Jesus and diseases and cancer. Thank you right now, God, for truth right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of deception, Father, in the name of Jesus, and loose truth, Father, to our situation, truth to our circumstances, Father, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of prayer, praise and worship, Lord, the fruit of our lips, giving praise to your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we can
displace
our situation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you said you inhabit the praises of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we are happy here today to come together in unity and pray on one accord, Father, in the name of Jesus. For every prayer right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for the unknown trials, Father, that we don't know that we're coming up against the things, hallelujah, this day, Father, in your name, Jesus' name. We honor you and we praise you today, Father, for the community. We thank you right now, God, that we are whole, we are healed, nothing missing, nothing broken in the name of Jesus. And I speak life, manifold life, wonderful life, hallelujah.
We pray for marriage, we pray for the 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 marriage, we p
Thank you. Testimonies are so important, and it reminds me that we must pray. We should always
pray and not faint. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as we leave today, I decree and declare that the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And as I'm thinking of our sister Marie, keep her in prayer. She has a cold or something that's trying to attack her body, so we want to keep her in prayer too. So we thank God for her. And we thank God today that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I decree that old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new in our lives. And I decree this morning that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. I decree that we overcome all, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned in the name of Jesus. I decree this morning that for every brother in Christ, no matter who we are, where we are, all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So as we go, we will continue to rejoice in the Lord and let the Lord God know that we will want to be those examples for our children. We will teach our children in the way they should go. We thank God for every sister, brother, mom, dad, grandchildren, granddaughters, grandfathers, grandmothers, that everybody will continue to be an example. We will be examples for our children and teach them in the way they should go as they grow up in Christ. So we are workers together with the Lord. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving each other. And we will continue on doing the work this year, believing for the souls to come as we go through this time of fasting, prayer, and listening to the voice of God and knowing which direction to go in. And he's helping us through the Holy Spirit to do the right thing for the body of Christ. Amen. Go in peace. Be whole every day. Amen. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.